This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Ecotopia.
Feathers, fur, or fins. Feathers, fur, or fins. If it walks on legs or flies on wings, if it runs or crawls or slithers or swims, it's got its place in the scheme of things. Feathers, fur, or fins. Feathers, fur, or fins. Shell or skin or scale, they're Mother Nature's marvels, from the ant up to the whale. And if we ever lose them, they won't be back again. So let's all take good care of every feather, fur, or fin. Feathers, fur, or fins. Feathers, fur, or fins. If it walks on legs or flies on wings, if it runs or crawls or slithers or swims, it's got its place in the scheme of things. Feathers, fur, or fins. Feathers, fur, or fins. Feathers, fur, or fins. If it walks on legs or flies on wings, if it runs or crawls or slithers or swims, it's got its place in the scheme of things. Feathers, fur, or fins. If it walks on legs or flies on wings, if it runs or crawls or slithers or swims, it's got its place in the scheme of things. Feathers.
This is Ecotopia on KZFR 91 Chico, 90.1 Chico, listener-supported radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And you're listening to Ecotopia, exploring ecosystems, environmental, social, and technological. I'm Steve Chudy.
And I'm Susan Chudy. Tonight we'll learn about the Endangered Species Fair, sponsored by the Butte Environmental Council, to be held this Saturday at the City Plaza in downtown Chico.
With us in the studio are Miranda Kokoska, Assistant Director of Butte Environmental Council, and two Climate Action Fellows who are working at BEC, Morgan Collings and Olivia Henderson.
I'm here. We'll also hear about the Procession of the Species, a parade of puppets made by Chico school children, the Chico State College Corps, and individuals from around Chico.
I see I jumped the script in part.
No, you didn't. What are you doing?
Got some underwriters?
I got the underwriters, but you're not done yet. Oh, yes, you are. Okay, my turn. Ecotopia is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Chico State Online, offering online degree completion programs in the humanities, liberal studies, multicultural and gender studies, sociology, religious studies, social science, nursing, and an online MBA. Applications are now being accepted. Details about the programs, applications, and online information sessions are available at pce.csuchico.edu. And we're also brought to you by Payroll Plus. Owner Dolly Wendell and her staff provide workers' compensation group health insurance, employee benefits, and more, consistent with an ever-changing employee compliance and tax laws. Dolly at Payroll Plus can be reached at 530-566-0452. Payroll Plus, a one-stop payroll service. And before we go on, Steve, I would like to thank people for their contributions to KZFR in the past 10 days, 2 weeks, I think it was, started 2 weeks ago. We exceeded our goals, and thank you for all who contributed, and thank you for Ecotopia listeners who contributed. Okay, Steve.
Let's hear a little bit about some animals that were endangered until Noah took them on the ark. This is Ecotopia on KZFR. With us in the studio are Miranda Krakowska, Director Morgan Colligs, and Olivia Henderson of the Butte Environmental Council. They're going to be describing the Endangered Species Fair. It's coming up this Saturday, 10 to 4 in the Chico City Plaza, and we hope you'll all be down there for this event. Let's start with, tell us a little bit about the Endangered Species Fair. What's the purpose? How long has it been going on? And what's the theme this year?
So the Endangered Species Fair is all about giving a voice to the endangered and threatened species all around the world.
And that's Morgan's voice.
Yes, it is. Hi, everyone. So we're giving a voice to endangered species across the planet by bringing the community together for 45 years of this amazing fair. And this year's theme is to celebrate the golden anniversary of the Endangered Species Act of 1973. So you won't want to miss this one.
Yes, true.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you a little bit about the history of the Endangered Species Fair. Traditionally, the Endangered Species Fair has been in Bidwell Park, and when I first started working with the Endangered Species Fair about 12 years ago, I think, we were having our festival in Cedar Grove. And Cedar Grove is a big, grassy, open area. And the puppet parade was part of that. Even before I was here, Kathy Faith and some of the people that you know from KZFR even were part of the puppet parade. I'm trying to think of her name. Diane Suzuki was part of this puppet parade that Kathy Faith created. And they did like a little creative act with animals, with created animals. And then we moved to 1 mile. And at 1 mile, the events started at the Nature Center, the booths and the different demonstrations started at the Nature Center and went through the parking area into the big open field. And we had stage acts. It's always the Endangered Species Fair has always had stage acts. There's always been music as part of the Endangered Species Fair. And it's always focused on many of the environmental and nature groups in the area. Those have changed over the years. Some have gone. We have some new ones this year. And then COVID kind of messed with the Endangered Species Fair. The Endangered Species Fair was virtual 1 year, and we had workshops and The children's parade was even virtual. And then last year we came back into open space. We started at the children's park, and there were events, volunteer events, all around town. So here we have moved again. We have never gone to the City Plaza with the Endangered Species Fair. But this year we are hoping to make contact with more people, people that haven't been a part of the Endangered Species Fair in the past. So there's some controversy around that, I will say, if you think there's controversy around nature. But some people prefer to be in the park. Some people think the Endangered Species Fair belongs in the park. It does not belong in the city. But I'm of the mind that we can reach more people to talk about environmental issues, to introduce them to environmental groups in the community by being in the center of the city. And it being a Saturday, we also have farmers market people coming to town. So I'm interested in this new experiment with having the Endangered Species Fair in downtown in the City Plaza.
Susan, you seem to know a lot about the Endangered Species Fair. What's your role in all of this?
Well, I've been doing the Procession of the Species for 12 years. That's the parade that children from schools have participated in. I've been doing this. Steve and I have been doing it together for the past 12 years. I'm also on the board for the Butte Environmental Council, and so I agreed to take the leadership for the planning committee, though I have to say that the people that we're talking to in the studio today have done all of the heavy lifting. And I especially want to give a shout out to Miranda. She's the assistant director of the Butte Environmental Council. I would put things on the agenda for the planning committee, and we'd get to the meeting, and Miranda had already done half of them. So that's the heavy lifting that she did.
Who's going to tell us about the main attractions of the fair? What will people see when they're there? This is Miranda.
Hey, everybody. So thank you, Susan, for the shout out. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. This fair has been wonderful to plan because we have had a lot of creative freedom with it. And some highlights of the attraction, being the fair, is we got a bike donated by Campus Bicycles very kindly. It is a
It's Campus. Campus and Green Line.
And Green Line. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. So it's a really nice blue bike. Fairgoers will have the opportunity to enter into a drawing to win this Retrospect 7-Speed Kinney City bike. I wish I could get it, honestly, but being the planner of the event, it wouldn't be fair to enter into the raffle, so come on down and enter into the raffle. You can look up what that bike's going to look like, too. Retro Spec 7-Speed Kinney City bike, if you want to see what it looks like. We have the Puppet Parade, which is another highlight of the event, which we'll go into a little bit more. Some live animal demonstrations. So we have one group that's going to have a booth, and then a performance on stage or demonstration, viewing, whatever you want to call it, by Northern California Reptile Adventures and Conservation Ambassadors Wild Things will be at the fair. This year we're bringing animals back to the fair. The last 2 years, 3 years since it was online, we haven't had the opportunity to have live animals come to the Endangered Species Fair, which just seems right to have animals at this fair.
Do you know what animals they're going to bring? Have they given you
Yes, we talked about that before we came through. Morgan, do you want to list those?
Yeah, sure. So the Conservation Ambassadors Wild Things, they'll be doing an animal demonstration on stage from 12 to 12:30. So you'll want to have your lunch with the reptiles, the birds of prey, all those amazing exotic creatures. And they're bringing the zoo to you, essentially, or so they claim. And if we're lucky, we might just see an alligator.
Yeah.
That's if we're lucky, though.
Yes, if we're very lucky.
I remember the alligator for maybe 4 years ago, and the kids could come up and touch
the alligator. 8 years ago.
8 years ago, probably. Who cares? Yeah.
It's all family friendly, so don't worry about
losing.
Don't worry about losing a limb. They won't bite. I promise.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
That would be a huge liability. Yeah. And one other highlight I do want to note is Pedal Press, a local printing business, all volunteer run, is going to be printing shirts at the event, live printing shirts. We have a BYOT, emphasis on the T, bring your own t-shirt. Mm-hmm. If you bring your own t-shirt, you can get a shirt printed live at the event. We have a suggested donation of $10. But if you don't have any money to give, we will have a shirt printed for you. If you don't bring a shirt, we have some for you to purchase at the event, and then you can take your shirt over to Pedal Press and they'll print it for you.
And I don't know if we put this in our questions or people have seen going around town the posters for the Endangered Species Fair, but it's a beautiful poster. Were you guys going to talk about that? Because we should.
Yeah, well, we definitely can mention that a Chico State student in the art department won.
Shout out to Aiden.
Shout out to Aiden. Yes, he won a poster competition that we hosted on Chico State, and it's a beautiful monarch poster, and we just thought it was a great fit for endangered species. Morgan is wants to talk.
I have a little something to say about the monarch. So not all monarch butterflies are endangered, but the ones specifically in not necessarily Northern California, but in the United States, those are the ones that are endangered.
Mm-hmm. And the butterfly, it's a very bright and close-up picture. You don't see it from afar. You see it right mm-hmm. close up. And it's perched on a, what kind of flower? I can't remember. A calendula?
Dandelion, maybe?
Dandelion?
Maybe milkweed? That's their favorite.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. So you can get a t-shirt. The t-shirts, the actual printing of the shirt is in black, right? The ink is all black. But you can see the poster walking around town, and we'll probably have something at the fair with the logo.
Keep an eye out on our Instagram for inspiration on types of shirts and colors that mm-hmm. you should bring.
Where are we?
How many booths will there be? Maybe you could describe some of the booth people and what sorts of things will they be doing?
So we're going to have over 40 booths. The City Plaza is going to be stacked full of booths. It's going to be pretty hectic, but we have a lot of different types of vendors there. Local nonprofits, for-profit, and educational booths. As well as the exotic animal booth with California Reptile Adventures. One booth will be an interactive art display, which is called the Climate Ribbon Project. It's a nationwide art project that is gaining a lot of publicity, and it's where you string something, you tie up some string, and then you have ribbon, and people are given a prompt to answer and write their answer onto that ribbon, and they then take that ribbon and tie it onto that string onto the string. And yeah, so once a lot of people start to answer that question, you just see the beautiful art display of ribbon. So yeah, there are some examples of booths that will be there are local AltaCal, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, California Trout, Big Chico Creek Ecological Reserve, other known as the BSER, Friends of Butte Creek, the Chico Creek Nature Center, Butte County Local Food Network, Wildflower Open Classroom, and the Printed Image. So those are just some examples of booths going to be there. But yeah, like I said, there's going to be over 40.
Yeah,
one of the great things that I've always liked about the Endangered Species Fair is the number of environmental organizations that come and have booths. It's really an education itself as you go around from these various groups and learn from. And that's a long-standing. I can remember all those booths when we were back at, what's the name of that place?
Cedar Grove.
Cedar Grove. I always want to call it Cottage Grove. But yeah, so it's not just people selling stuff. It's telling you what's going on in the environmental world.
And I think some of them plan to have activities for children. As mm-hmm. Morgan said early on, this is a family-oriented event. And so we definitely want children there. And when we talk about the stage, we'll have more to say about that. But yeah, it's a lot of information. Here's the first thing I learned when I went to the Endangered Species Fair years ago. Somebody was at, there was an oak organization, and I don't even think it still exists, but there was a man there manning the booth talking about oak trees, and people were coming and asking questions. And he said, and this is because I had not been a Northern Californian for very long, and she said, I'm having problems keeping my oak trees alive. And he asked about watering, and she told him that she was watering it quite a bit, and he said, ah, that's your problem. Oak trees don't want a lot of water. They reach down and get their water from the earth, and they get it in the winter, and then in the summer you basically leave them alone. And I said, well, I have a lot of oak trees on my land. It's good to know. So that's one of the things that I learned at the Endangered Species Fair early on.
Yeah, so we've never watered our oak trees.
And we don't water
our oak trees.
They
seem to be doing fine.
Yeah, they get some residual water from the gardens that they're near. Yeah. But
We talked a little bit about the wild animals. How about the music and live performances?
So we're this is Olivia.
Olivia,
one of the Climate Action Corps fellows at Butte Environmental Council. And at the stage, starting at 10, we're going to have Marsh and Bidwell Junior High concert bands kicking our morning off. And then we'll have the Procession of the Species. And then to round out the afternoon, we'll have the Chico Swing Band, Black Fong, and Chico Community Band to keep us going with music. That'll be going all the way till 4 o'clock when the event ends.
Yeah.
Mm. And do you know anything about any of these groups? I don't know Black Fong. Do you guys know anything about Black Fong?
I know that's going to have us grooving in the afternoon. That's going to be... That's going to be getting us through the rest of the day.
Okay.
Keep the energy up.
They're a rock fusion band, apparently.
A rock fusion.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty committed to having this be very youth-oriented. It's always been that way. We've always had activities for children. But the music that we've had has been primarily adults, always adults playing. And so this year, we've had a few kids playing ukuleles, so we've had a few other young kids. But we're going to have about... Steve, take it away.
I was just saying, I'm really pleased we've got the two junior high bands, combined bands, Bidwell and Marsh, under Tanner Johns and Austin King, and there'll be 60 kids giving up a Saturday morning to come in and play. I don't know what they'll play. Apparently, they do joint concerts from time to time. I heard them play at the Halloween downtown trick-or-treat thing. So I'm really excited to have them and pleased to have all those kids there.
And Steve, what about the final band?
The final band is the Chico Swing Band, and that's my band. I'm a member of it. And we've got a great swinging, all upbeat stuff. No moody foxtrots or love songs. And so we'll hammer away for that final hour of the day. And we're really excited to... we've not previously played in City Plaza, so we're looking forward to being there.
That will be your first. That's exciting.
Yeah.
It is pretty exciting.
We have a motto. Nobody leaves a Chico Swing Band performance unhappy. And I guarantee that'll be the case on Saturday.
Okay, we'll take a poll.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sure we'll all be grooving, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially being at a fun-filled day all day. Yeah. I mean, how can we not?
Yeah.
We'll have a great time.
How about other vendors, food?
So there will be food trucks. We are downtown, so there's plenty of stuff to choose from. But we are going to have Tacos El Limon, Lovebird Coffee Company, and Dooner Dogs there, so you can get food on site.
Right. You don't have to cross those busy streets to get to food.
They're going
to
be right there and ready to feed you.
Dooner Dog. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about Dooner Dog?
So I haven't eaten there, but I have looked on their website, and I am eyeing their chili dogs. Hot dogs.
So. I love chili dogs.
Yeah. Me too.
Let's review parking on Saturday. There won't be parking around the City Plaza. You've got that blocked off for loading and unloading, but it's free parking downtown on Saturday, and it's good to get there a little ahead of when you want to be there, because the farmers market people take up a lot of parking on the east side of Main and Broadway. I think if you go into the west side neighborhoods a little bit south, you find parking pretty quickly and pretty easily, and no meters to feed.
Mm-hmm. So what are you guys most excited about? What are you most interested in? What do you think? I know you're going to be working all day. All of you are going to be working all day, but what are you looking forward to about the day, other than it being over?
I'm looking forward to the procession of the species. I'm excited to see the puppets that the kids make. Morgan and I have been making puppets with the kids that come in for our eggs in the classroom workshops. So I'm excited to see the little fish and the little deer and foxes I've been hearing that they're all making.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will be pretty exciting, and shout out to the homeschool community for helping us out with those. I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone come together for the planet, and having everyone, all the people I've heard of and all the people I know in different organizations across the county, just coming together and hanging out and teaching people awesome stuff. I'm excited to see some familiar faces.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I was struggling with this question, to be honest, because there's just so many things to look forward to. But one thing that stuck out in my memory of thinking about that is I've had adults that I've come across in the community tell me that they remember the Endangered Species Fair when they were young, and how much of an impact it made on them, and how they would look forward to it every year. And being able to be a part of the planning committee and bringing this to Chico and just hosting it for everybody is what I'm really looking forward to, is seeing all the young faces that we will be inspiring for the future and hopefully creating some new memories for them.
And I just want to also talk about the importance of Butte Environmental Council not just to Chico, but to the whole region. They are protecting the water, air, earth. Do I have that right?
Land, air, and water.
Everything except fire.
Yeah. We're not.
We protect that too a little bit.
Yeah. We're trying to work on that. It's an active organization. It does the Chico Creek cleanup every year. And this is not just a little tiny thing where you go around and pick up bits of paper. We go into the dry lake riverbeds, and weird things have been pulled out during those creek cleanups. Everything from mattresses to pictures of family members where homeless people have left a place behind, structures of all sorts, in addition to things that people just kind of drop and, you know, don't pay attention to. So a lot of bottles and paper and clothing. I've picked up a lot of clothing over the years, and it's just amazing what you find. So Chico, Butte Environmental Council provides this service to Chico. There are other events. Do you want to talk a little bit about the fish in the classroom? Eggs in the classroom, because that is such an intriguing project.
Yeah, so this year, starting back in the fall, we were raising Chinook salmon. It was the first time Bex had this. Morgan and I piloted the program. Eggs in the Classroom is traditionally a program just for teachers to get certified in for their classrooms. Morgan and I took the certification so that way we could host Chinook salmon and steelhead in our office. That way homeschool kids could have access to the program. So they come in for 3 workshops and view the fish at the egg, alvin, and fry stage. And then at each stage, we do a little workshop with them and integrate learning about the life cycle, learning about climate action and climate change and wildfire resiliency. We connect it to the fish life cycle and the aspects that how climate change and wildfires affect our local fisheries.
So, what happens to the salmon after you?
So once they hit the fry stage, we go and release them with the kids. The fish come from the Feather River Fish Hatchery. They're permitted and everything, and then we go and release them with the kids back into the Feather River, because that's where mm-hmm. we want them to return when mm-hmm. they spawn.
Right.
Yeah.
Fabulous project.
It is a great project, and it's, I guess it's kind of a high to go out with the kids to release the fish, because they've gotten kind of attached to these little eggs that...
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. They yeah. think they've named it. They think they know which one is yeah. Swiggle.
Yeah. Morgan, do you work with Rare?
Yes, I do.
And could you tell people what Rare is about?
Yeah, of course. So Rare is our rubbish and recycling education program, and it's a grant-funded program that we have at Beck. It's been going on for over 10 years, and it teaches kids about the importance of the four R's. And most people are familiar with the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, but we add another one, and that's rot, or composting. And we go around to schools and teach kids about the four R's. We have a recycling workshop, and we have a composting workshop, and they each run for about 45 minutes to an hour, and I have a presentation for kids. I try to make it as engaging as possible, but, you know, it doesn't always happen. But we have an interactive activity at the end, so we go out and we play a recycling relay race, which the kids really love. They get very competitive. Mm-hmm. And for the composting one, I bring my worm bin, and they get to meet and greet worms. So, some kids love it, some kids hate it. There's pretty much no in between, but, you know, I try.
I saw your worm workshop over at Wildflower, mm-hmm. and a few weeks after that, the teacher and I, with trepidation, started pulling aside the soil, hoping there would be worms in there, and there were. And
oh, so that's good to hear.
The kids were really happy.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, great. Any other programs you want to highlight that Beck does that serve our community and teach our children? No.
One last thing I wanted to say about Rare is we have been doing it mostly for public schools.
Yes.
But we're also completely open to doing it to homeschoolers. I'm really trying to reach out to homeschoolers. Yes. I'm a homeschooler myself, so I know what that's like, and I want to make this opportunity available to everyone mm-hmm. who wants this kind of education.
Is Drop in the Bucket still going on?
Yeah, that was another program we talk about. Mm-hmm. Our another fellow, Climate Action Corps fellow, Noah, he is in charge of the composting, Drop in the Bucket. So if you don't want to compost at your home, or you don't have the ability to, Beck will pick up your compost. Noah will. take it to our community garden, where he then puts it into the communal composting piles, but then that compost can be used by our community gardeners for their plots. And he's actually he's starting to do more Monday mixers. So if you haven't seen our community garden at Oakway Park, you can register for those. You can go to becknet.org to get more info and sign up. You can go hang out with Noah for like an hour and learn about composting, learn about the garden. We just installed some new garden plots out there. I think mm-hmm. there's, what, one?
Two.
Two
left.
Available.
Well, tell us about the community garden then. What, Steve?
I was going to say a dizzying array of programs. Go to becknet.org yeah. to learn all about them. And I believe there's a button there you can click that says donate. And,
yeah.
Yes.
This is communicated. It depends on community donations for continuing these outstanding programs.
Yeah, and just like KZFR, the Butte Environmental Council is very community-oriented. It exists to serve our community in environmental issues, to keep things. And they also do advocacy work. They were among the organizations who supported Stop Valley's Edge. And they were significant in providing information for in responses to the environmental impact statement. So they're out there all the time doing great things for the community. And you can learn more about Beck if you come. I mean, you can go to the website, but I suggest that you come to the Endangered Species Fair, and all of these people will be there. You can talk with them more about the programs that they're doing. Join Beck. Just like you supported KZFR, support Beck. So we hope you'll be there and join Beck. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll come back to talk about the procession of the species.
We'll learn a little more about endangered animals, not necessarily those from Northern California.
Our endangered animals of the rain. to our song and learn about the animals in the jungle. I'm a three-toed sloth that spent my life in trees. I'm from South America, I eat sticks, buds, and leaves. Frog, I am orange, blue, and green. I live in Central America. I eat bugs to stay lean. I'm a lowland gorilla. I dwell in African forests. I munch on veggies and bugs. Now let's sing the chorus. We are endangered animals of the rainforest in the jungle. I am a forest elephant. I have a family called a herd. I am a vegetarian. African home is much preferred. And I'm a black panther from the Felidae family. I'm from South Africa, and meat is what I eat. I'm an orangutan. I live on Asian islands. I spend my life in trees. I eat fruit with my hands. We are endangered animals of the rainforest in the jungle. Please listen to our song and learn about the animals in the jungle. Deforestation and poaching are really bad. That's what makes us endangered creatures. Come and learn about all of the animals and do your part and become the teacher.
This is Ecotopia on KZFR, and we're talking with several people from the Butte Environmental Council. We're talking with Miranda Kokowska. I don't have it in front of me right now, so...
Kokowska.
Morgan Collins and Olivia Henderson. And we thank you for being with us. And they're main workers on the Endangered Species Fair. Susan is also the coordinator for the procession of the species. Past 12 years ago, she's
something
been
like
working
that
on the
yeah.
dream of having a downtown Chico parade. Tell us a little bit about... your history, Susan, and then what is the procession of the species?
Yeah, I started working when Robin DeFalco was the executive director, and I said, I have always wanted to have a parade about with endangered species, and I'd like to have it be a big parade. What I really wanted, there's a big parade in Olympia, Washington, called the Endangered Species Fair, and or the procession of the Endangered Species Procession of the Species, something like that. And it's magnificent, huge puppets, lots of participation throughout the community, dancers, bands. So that was my vision, and I had several helpers, my husband and Stephen Chudy, who said, sure, I'll make puppets with kids. My good friend Jess Skinner worked with Steve and me and helped us get our skills together, and then we started going into schools. Jess worked with Blue Oak. Steve and I both worked with Wildflower in the first years and with all of Sherwood Elementary. We've also worked with Little Chico Creek Elementary School. We've worked with Chico Country Day School. And we've worked with Thrive homeschool program. And the puppet parade has changed every year. We go in and talk a little bit with children about endangered species. Why are species endangered? What are the biggest reasons? And they often say things like hunting and, and that's true. Some animals are hunted for their pelts and some animals are hunted for their tusks. And so that's a big part of it. But the biggest thing is loss of habitat. The reason most animals are endangered is loss of habitat. So we talk about that. We talk about what you can do to change that. You know, how we can be consume less, how we can buy less, how can we live more simply. And I talk about buying my clothes at thrift stores. And they get excited about that, especially fifth graders. They go, oh, yeah, shopping at thrift stores is great. So we've done all kinds of animals. The song about that we just played about endangered animals in tropical areas or in what was the other one they were saying in that song? Children like doing exotic animals. So this year in the fair, we have a lot of things like panthers and tigers, and we have an elephant, and the big one this year is axolotl. Everybody loves the axolotl these days. I don't even know anything about the axolotl. The first time somebody said that to me, I said, what does it look like? What is it? And so I think there are probably a half a dozen axolotls in this parade. Over the years, the kids have made snakes and ladybugs, and I think we have ladybugs this year in the parade, and spiders, and so every animal from the very tiny to the very exotic and large animals have been chosen by kids over the years. The process that we've done has been making paper-packed puppets that are paper-mâchéed. They make sculptures of paper, and then they paper-mâché them. And it's a pretty extensive process. It takes us four or five classrooms of an hour to an hour and a half to make puppets. But they love them. I tell them, as soon as you get your face done, you'll fall in love with your puppet. And they always do. They always do. They start talking to them. They give them names. And there was one boy who was making a blue macaw. It was all bright blue, painted it all bright blue, except for the beak and the feet. And he just said, isn't this the most magnificent thing you've ever seen?
Aww.
Isn't this magnificent? So it's really fun to work with them. It's really fun to watch the puppets come alive for them and to think about animals and what we can do to save animals. Steve, how has your experience been making puppets?
Yeah, it's a great experience again this year. I'm working over at Wildflower Charter School. The TK kids and the kindergartners are making butterflies this year. We gave them some cardboard cutouts. The TK kids painted at random on the wings, so we've got some very colorful butterflies. The kindergarten teacher, Collie Wallace, has got them focused on the monarch. And they painted the wings orange, the bodies black, and then she came up with some clear plastic material. In the old days, I would have called it acetate. I think it's something else now. But then she gave the kids this cut out in the shape of the butterfly. Then the kids draw the pattern of the monarch in Sharpie on this clear plastic. We then mount them on sticks, put in feelers. But these will work when the kids have on the sticks. If they shake them, these will flap in the breeze.
Wow, those will be beautiful.
Those will be beautiful. Victoria Shumway is doing a range of endangered animals, including, I think, two axolotls.
More axolotls.
And Sammy Avila, this one's a slight departure for the Endangered Species Fair. They were reading Wild Robot, a kid's book about a robot that gets stranded on an island. They decided to make Sammy said, can we make robots for the fair? This is a little bit aside from endangered animals. We are calling them And she insisted, these robots have to be good for humankind. They have to help people out. So we are calling these robots for endangered humans. And that's our editorial ledger domain to get them into the... But they're really cute and great.
I tell the kids that the puppet project is an engineering project, a science project, and an art project. It's a science project in that you have to observe, and they always get pictures before they start their puppets. Observe very carefully what you're trying to create here and try to recreate it. So what do their ears look like? Are they little round things on the side of their head like a panda? Are they tall and sharp like a rabbit or a kangaroo, which isn't endangered, I don't believe? Or are they kind of a combination of round and then pointed? And then look at the nose. Is it a little flat nose? Is it a roundish nose? Is it a long, skinny nose? And look at the body. Is it a slender body or is it a big, round body? And so that's how it's a science observation. And we look at colors try to get as close to the colors as we can. And then it's an engineering project because you have to create it so that you can carry it either on a stick or not, and it doesn't fall apart. So how can you make it one structure that you can actually carry and walk down the street in a parade? And then it's an art project because you want to make it beautiful. You want to make it as artistic as you can, staying in the limits of science. So I think it's a really valuable educational experience for them, and they seem to too, because they keep doing them year after year. So the pop-up parade this year, we're going to be starting behind City Hall at the Hands, and then we will go to the farmers market and circle the farmers market, come back to Third Street, walk to the City Plaza, and cross the street. I'm 80. Give me a break. Cross the street at City Plaza. Go around City Plaza one time, and then they'll go on the stage, and there they will sing the song that we started the show with. And Steve and I might listen to it again at some point here. Mm-hmm. And the children sing. This year we have a new feature to the to the procession of the species. The College Corps at Chico State, they get scholarship money for volunteering a certain number of hours. And the director of that program, Emmeline Sheffield, said, we would like to participate in this. And we welcome them. Sam Stedman was the kind of coordinator for the event. And they met at the Hub on Chico State campus and made several puppets. And they will also be volunteering at the Endangered Species Fair on Saturday. So they'll be there, some of them with puppets, some as crossing guards, some helping at the plaza with taking care of trash and recycling and that sort of thing. So it's been really interesting to work with the College Corps, and we're hoping that's a program that can go on. Over the years, we've made some giant puppets. Some of you might remember the puppet event that we had at City Council, where mm-hmm. we were objecting to Stop Valley, where we were trying to stop Valley's Edge. We had a large puppet in that parade who was Mr. Pave It Over. But Mr. Pave It Over has had a conversion experience, and he is now Mr. Green. So he will participate in the puppet parade. We have two giant Mother Earths. One of them is spring, and one of them is fall. And they are they're well-aged. They've been in parades for a few years now. And then we have some things like blue heron that has wide, broad wings. This year, there'll be an owl that's about 8 feet tall that has wide wings. And so we'll be pushing down the sidewalk against the flow of traffic. That was a joke. Entertaining people along the way to the plaza, and then the kids will sing Feathers, Fur, and Fins.
Why don't we hear Feathers, Fur, and Fins again, and then recap details of the event?
Okay.
I'm going to leave the microphones on. If anybody wants to sing along with the record, I can do it.
Come on. Join in.
Actually, you won't be able to hear it.
Feathers, fur, or fins. Feathers, fur, or fins. If it walks on legs or flies on wings, if it runs or crawls or slithers or swims, it's got its place in the scheme of things. Feathers, fur, or fins. Feathers, fur, or fins. Shell or skin or scale, they're Mother Nature's marvels, from the ant up to the whale. And if we ever lose them, they won't be back again. So let's all take good care of every feather, fur, or fin. Feathers, fur, or fins. Feathers, fur, or fins. If it walks on legs or flies on wings, if it runs or crawls or slithers or swims, it's got its place in the scheme of things. Feathers, fur, or fins. Feathers, fur, or fins. Feathers, fur, or fins. If it walks on legs or flies on wings, if it runs or crawls or slithers or swims, it's got its place in the scheme of things. Feathers, fur, or fins.
This is Ecotopia. On KZFR, and we're talking about the Endangered Species Fair that takes place this Saturday in at City Plaza. Let me ask our guests to do just a little recap. What will we see there? What can people do? When does it start, etc.? Miranda.
It starts at 10 o'clock and goes until 4 o'clock, downtown City Plaza here in Chico.
Morgan.
There will be some amazing, epic, exotic animals, as well as some very fun, catchy bands.
Yeah, there's going to be
Marsh Junior High, Bidwell Junior High concert bands are going to be playing together. I guess the band directors have known each other for 14 years.
Yes.
Yeah, so they've been performing together for a long time. We're also going to have Chico Community Band, Black Fong, and then the Chico Swing Band to round out the day. There's going to be tons of booths. You're going to have Alta Cal, BSER, Butte County Local Food Network, Wildflower Open Classroom. So if it's nature-related, endangered species adjacent, they're going to be out there. They're going to have activities, crafts, stuff to inform kids about. So it'll just be a really fun day.
And of course, we'll be there with Butte Environmental Council as well. And there'll be food. So if you don't like anything else, at least come for the food.
I think we're turning off the fountain for the day. It's going to be a warm day, so bring water and sunscreen and come. Come and stay all day. And I just should say Olivia's going to be the MC for the event. And Olivia has a history in doing this kind of work, radio work, and
it's going to be my pleasure.
It's going to be so fun.
I'm just
going to
guide us on a lovely day of endangered species music and fun.
All right.
And if you look to my right, you look to my left, there'll be puppets.
And again, check out becknet.org for more details about the event and to make a contribution if you feel so inclined. You've been listening to Ecotopia on KZFR. Always happy to get listener responses. You can send us email at ecotopiakzfr@gmail.com. We have a website. We'll have this interview up on the web first thing tomorrow. And you can go back. We actually have 15 years worth of recorded programs that you can look at. Most of them, many of them, remarkably contemporary in their tone and focus. And our website includes a list of resources. We put up books recommended by our guests, as well as references to magazine articles and so forth. I've had a couple of occasions where school kids somehow stumble across this reference page and write and say, can I suggest something to go on the page? So usually we only put up in the reference section materials referred to by guests who've been on the air. But in the case of these kids, if they thought they were important, we put them up there as well. So thank you very much for listening to Ecotopia. You can, at 6 o'clock tonight, listen to Sprouts Radio, an excellent radio that hopscotches the country, looking for stations a little bit like KZFR and local programmers. And then at 6:30, it's the ever radioactive Ginger Nichols doing her show, which helps you keep in touch with what the young crowd, especially the teenagers, are thinking. And above all, remember that you are the new day.
You are the new day. Let the birds all hail the morning. Love of life will urge me say, you are the new day. When I lay me down at night, knowing we must pay for this night might stay yesterday. Thoughts that we as humans know could slow worlds and end it all lie around me where they fall before the new day. Love of life means hope for me, born on a new day. You are the new day.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Sprouts Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and custom embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image is open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. And here's Sprouts.
Welcome to Sprouts, Radio from the Grassroots, a weekly program that showcases radio production by independent community media. We bring local stories to a national audience, produced at a different location every week. Today on Sprouts, we feature an interview with Karen Mischel, mayor of Viroqua, Wisconsin, and candidate for Wisconsin State Assembly. This interview is produced by Heartland Stories Radio, a weekly show featuring interviews about the future of food, farming, and public health. Listen now as host Teresa Marquez introduces